And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Amy Lowell, born Brookline, Massachusetts, 1874, to a prominent Boston family. Her first poem was published when she was 36 years old. She was an imagist poet who once said, "God made me a businesswoman, and I made myself a poet." It's the birthday of the Irish playwright, novelist Brendan Behan, born Dublin, 1923. Grew up in a very poor section of Dublin. Spent most of the 1940s in prison, first thrown in jail for carrying a suitcase full of homemade explosives through the streets of Liverpool. He was active in the Irish Republican Army. And after he got out, was arrested for the attempted murder of two policemen. During that second stay in prison, he began to write. He wrote his first play, The Quare Fellow, which became a big hit in London and then New York, and followed that up with the novel Borstal Boy and the play The Hostage, in which he wrote, "Never throw stones at your mother. You'll be sorry for it when she's dead. Never throw stones at your mother. Throw bricks at your father instead." And it's the birthday of the South African author J.M. Coetzee, Cape Town, 1940, author of many novels, Dusklands, Life and Times of Michael Kay, Disgrace, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2003. A very intense man, someone who worked with him for more than a decade, said that he only saw Coetzee laugh one time. It was on this date in 1943 the Battle of Guadalcanal ended, which was the Allied forces' first major offensive against the Japanese in World War II. Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands, about 90 miles long, 25 miles wide. The Japanese had taken it in June 1942, intending to build an airfield and from there launch long-range bombers. The Allied invaded on August the 7th, 1942, and took over the airfield. The Japanese launched a counterattack in November. It was a ferocious battle, heavy casualties on both sides. The American troops, eager but inexperienced, especially at night operations, so the Japanese planned attacks for the midnight hours. For every soldier who fell in battle, others fell to malaria or dysentery. After 6 months of major land battles, naval battles, air battles, the Japanese began to evacuate, and on February 9th, 1943, the United States declared victory. The Japanese lost 25,000 troops and 6,300 U.S. Marines were killed. Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur entitled The Sirens. I never knew the road from which the whole earth didn't call away, with wild birds rounding the hill crowns, hailing out of the heart an old dismay, or the shore somewhere pounding its slow code, or low-lighted towns seeming to tell me, stay. Lands I have never seen and shall not see, loves I will not forget, all I have missed or slighted or foregone call to me now and weaken me. And yet I would not walk a road without a scene. I listen going on, the richer for regret. The Sirens by Richard Wilbur from Ceremony and Other Poems, published by Harcourt Brace and Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.